What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. Baby, don't hurt me.
Ladies, gentlemen, this is the final Bros Tonight. I'm Alex Toy.
I'm Alan Moss. The future of casual entertainment.
See, I let you say it this time.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
We made eye contact.
Yep, yep.
Just to make sure.
Just to make sure. I knew you were going to fucking say it. I didn't want to start saying when you're ready
and
before
I'm
you
happy.
Said your fucking stupid cut for time SNL bit that like 12 people have seen. 10 if you remove us.
10 if you, yeah. We've watched it that many times.
It's so good, though. This Alan's name is Keith.
This Alan's name. I'm glad that we made eye contact.
No, of course.
And I had a dumb smile on my face. And
yeah.
You were just like, fuck you, do it.
Yeah, yeah.
I felt that heat from you, and
that's
it was beautiful.
Yeah, you say that with your eyes, you know?
Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. My God, yeah.
Yeah. So, The Bachelor.
Oh, yes.
The Bachelor's back, baby.
This is it. This is the real shit, baby.
Yeah.
That's the real stuff.
This is that real shit. This is what we've been waiting
Dude,
for.
Dude, Oh man!
We have
been manzies.
We have been just swimming in we've been blind. We don't know what's going
on. I've been lost.
Yeah,
and now I am found,
broken and alone, and with no one to call to. I feel like I'm going to a Ghostbusters thing.
I mean, because you know who you're gonna call,
and also you know what else I know.
Busted makes you feel good.
Let's talk about that, Peter.
Yeah, talk about Bustin.
Let's talk about Bustin.
Because Bustin does make Peter feel good.
Oh, four times.
Four times.
In a window.
Which you're going to hear that a lot.
You're going to hear that a lot.
A lot.
From exactly who you expect to hear it from.
Everybody.
Everybody.
Including Peter's mom.
Including Peter's mom.
Last time.
She's so proud of him.
She's so happy.
Yeah.
Bustin made him feel good.
Hey, look at my son. He can pleasure a woman.
He can pleasure. Thank God. I taught him correctly. Think about that.
Think about it.
Final Bros Tonight Nation.
Yep.
We got to think of a new name for the people that listen to, the 10 people.
The
that 10
people
podcast.
That listen to our podcast.
Just 10 of those being us.
We're the only people who listen to this podcast.
No, no. Clearly someone else does.
Yeah, we got fucking added on Twitter.
Yes!
Speaking of getting added on Twitter, which is not, this, I'm not going to talk about the Bachelor for a second here. I tweeted something about Guy Fieri the other day. I tweeted just you know
I
watching
want, yeah
I've been watching some Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, you know, on YouTube because it's a fun show. I like
it's
Guy
a great
Fieri.
Show it's a phenomenal
I enjoy the Guy Fieri character, like,
yeah.
I can't wait to see what else he goes on to do.
Food,
but I tweeted saying, you know, it's pretty clear that Guy Fieri prefers Diners and Dives to Drive-Ins.
I haven't seen them at one drive-in.
Yeah, but a producer from the show, like, fucking added me. He was like, well, hold on, because we do go to several drive-ins, but they're harder to find in 2000 and whatever.
You're correct, sir. When Sonic has clearly marketed, like cornered the market on drive-ins, we've had to just keep the name. We get it, sir. We understand. And I'm just sitting here like, I just thought it was funny.
Yeah,
like,
I just thought
and
it
a
was
producer
a funny
took you
bit.
Real seriously.
Yeah. Like, he was like, it isn't a preference. It was, and I'm just like, oh my God.
This
yeah.
large Asian man is going to kill my entire market to large Asian men. And I can't have that, said the producer.
Says the producer.
That's so great.
Yeah. But we also got added on Twitter for, like, talking shit about Natasha. Just saying she's, like, old and going to go home. But...
Yeah, because I think so. She's dumb old. Sorry, you're 31.
31.
31. Your foot's basically in the grave, girl. Get the fuck off my show.
Here's the thing. I don't want to go really hard into this. Like,
I'm going to. No,
but
no.
I feel
I'm
like,
going to.
No,
whoever,
feel like...
whoever, whatever asshole added us on Twitter that's like so upset about this, they go fuck themselves. I'm ready. I'm here.
Yeah.
Listen to this show.
Here's the,
I don't know
like,
you.
If Natasha wins, let's say by like some like
by
if,
some by some miracle, a black woman wins this show. Like which that's not racist. That's how The Bachelor goes.
Like, oh, we sound so bad.
No, it's so true. Tell
no,
me
I
wrong.
Know, I know. like, I just like, I we've reached a point where I feel like criticizing this show is made, like, we understand this show on a molecular level.
Absolutely. The more you watch the show and then talk about it, you're like, oh, wow, I get it.
Yeah.
Like, this show's horrible.
But like how deeply we understand the show, like, it makes us sound racist sometimes.
Yeah, of course it does. Wait till I start talking about these women's in any way. You're going to hate me.
Like, we're going to get gross.
It's going to get gross. It's like, look, all these women are beautiful.
Yes.
They're all beautiful women. But Natasha, you're 31. What the fuck are you doing on this show?
Yeah, 31 years. Like I said this last episode. Jeez, call the geriatric one.
Yeah,
someone
God.
Got,
someone
escaped.
Someone get AARP here. She's God. Retired. I know about that because my parents are retired.
Yeah.
And you will be too soon, Natasha.
My parents are not, but my dad is an AARP member.
Oh, he's a card-carrying member.
He is,
oh,
yeah.
Wow. How does that feel?
He really likes the magazine.
He loves the thing. I can just imagine your dad, like, very just, like, just you know, sitting in his chair with his glasses, just really, really enjoying a nice AARP magazine.
Well, sometimes they do have
interesting articles.
I read it for the articles. He showed me an article that was, like, about a barbecue place. It was pretty interesting.
How was the barbecue place?
I don't remember. I wasn't there.
Was it in New York or was it
No, it was not.
Then, come on.
No,
what
we're not
going to
go.
What are we doing here?
What are we going to go on some road trip in a car looking for great barbecue places? What am I going to bleach my hair and get an earring and grow a beard? And
well, those are no. Because that's a different show.
Okay.
Because it might not be a diner, a dive, or a drive-in.
Yeah.
It could just be a regular restaurant.
It could be a regular restaurant.
So we can go there.
Yeah.
When you weigh out, yeah, are you sure are you just gonna bleach your hair, Alex?
Yeah.
Can't believe you're never gonna do that.
No, ridiculous. I would look so stupid if
I did
that. You
would look ridiculous.
Yeah, I would look so stupid if I did that. It's funny because it's exactly what I've done.
It's true.
You know.
I'm getting used to it.
Yeah. I'm probably gonna lose it.
You know,
soon,
I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
The fade, I mean, you do look like you belong in Miami a little bit.
Hell yeah.
But it's growing on me a little bit.
Yeah. I'm debating whether or not I'm going to, like, bleach it again to get the roots, like, back in the right, like, so it's all fine.
You get the legendary roots?
Yeah. Or if I'll just let it grow out and cut the blonde bits off. But who knows? We'll see.
You might have to pull a Jake Peralta and lure you to a bar. And the only way I'll lure you to a bar, it's very easy.
I'll be like,
hey, Alex, I'm at a bar. Do you want to come? Yes.
Yeah.
And he'll be there, and then I'll just shave your head.
Yeah. Oh, don't do that. That was a bad. I don't want to shave my head again. That's not the place I'm in my life right now.
You're not there.
No, I was there, and now I'm not.
No, but you're getting a nice, like, nice full head of hair right now.
Oh yeah, no, my hair is
very wavy.
Yeah, it is. I didn't wash my hair today.
I haven't washed my hair yet.
Yeah, I haven't done it yet.
So this is the dirtiest podcast you're listening to.
Well, because I'm gonna go to the gym later, so I didn't want it. I haven't showered today yet.
Oh, this is a real dirty.
So I just
podcast.
put on deodorant, I put in some dry shampoo, and I combed it and styled it a little bit.
It's a real dirty podcast.
It's not dirty. I'm not that gross.
Oh no, it's dirty.
It's
dirty and filthy.
All right, it's always kind of like that.
Hell yeah.
It's kind of always like that.
I like it.
All right, I'm getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, I'm so happy.
Yeah. So we need to talk about the show because it was
bonk, yo.
It was 3 hours long.
Yes, but you know what? It was the best 3 hour.
It was a good 3 hours.
This was the okay. Okay, how long has this been? We're on, like, our 45th episode right now.
No, we're on, like, 46, I think.
46, 45, 46. We're somewhere in that vicinity.
And we've had a few, like, double episodes, so we've covered already over 50 episodes of this franchise.
Easily.
Yeah.
And this is the best first episode I've ever seen.
Yeah. So, there was, Colton season when they did a 3 hour opening
and I had to watch the Goose.
Yeah,
and
there was like
Crystal
a live show
and
was
all of this just
horrible.
Shit.
It's
because Colton sucked and they needed it to suck as well.
Exactly, Colton was bad. But this episode, there wasn't any like fanfare other than just it's the first episode
it's
of the season.
Moving.
Yeah, we're moving. We're moving at a clip.
At a clip. They have a reason they want us to just like speed through and we find out later.
Yeah.
But
so this episode, we got the standard night one cocktail party rose ceremony.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, we got the things we're looking for, but it wasn't the whole episode. We got some group date. We got some one-on-one.
We got a one-on-one date, and then second group date.
And we got a second. Like we basically got 4 hours of content, but they got it into 3 hours.
We got shit to talk about.
We got a lot to talk about.
I want to know more of what happened at that cocktail party, because let me tell you, y'all. Shit was popping off.
She was popping off. So let's talk about, so Peter is the bachelor.
Yes, he is.
He, you know, is a pilot.
I love Peter. He's named after one of the best grills of all time. Weber.
Peter Grills. Oh.
He's also named after Pro Bowling Association's Peter Weber. He's crazy. You gotta look up that dude. I think he's the dude who like does all the fist pumps.
Is he the dude who was like,
who gets
who you are, I am?
Something like that. He's like,
who do you think you are, I am?
I think he's the dude who gets too into bowling.
Okay.
And it's great.
Yeah, I think I know who you're talking about, actually. He's a pilot?
No. He is not the heir to the Weber Grill fortune.
No, he's not. Because Peter's father is also a pilot.
And he's also named Peter.
He's also named Peter. Peter Weber. We just keep going.
So is Peter Weber Jr. or Peter Weber the second?
Well, we don't know how far back this Peter Weber like goes.
Oh, so he could be like Peter Weber the fifth.
Yeah. There could be several Peter Webbers going back.
There's so many Peter Webbers.
All the way back to his no good, dirty, rotten, pig stealing great great grandfather.
You know, Peter Weber, spelled backwards, is
Stanley Yelnats.
Stanley Yelnats. So Peter's
this
the
is the fact that Peter is the bachelor. This is Madame Zeroni's curse. He'll never find love because
he must carry the hat up. Because
his great great grandfather didn't go back to carry Madame Zeroni up the mountain.
So who's the reincarnation of Madame Zeroni?
Chris Harrison. No, Neil Lane.
Neil Lane. Oy vey, he's gonna carry Neil Lane up the mountain. So
Peter's and whoever wins this season, Peter's gonna carry them up the mountain.
Yeah, I did it
to break the curse.
Ah, and then he's gonna feed
and
them
then
water.
It'll finally,
he's gonna
rain
feed
at
them
Camp
water.
Green Lake.
And he go, you know, if only the woodpecker size, the woodpecker size,
the bark on the trees was as soft as the skies.
Yeah.
We have not talked at all about the episode yet.
No, we did. We mentioned that Peter Weber is the bachelor. And that's about all you need to know at this point.
That's all you need to know.
And that's good.
That's all it is.
Welcome to the final bros tonight. This is it.
Like, we're like, you know how when you were like a kid and like the most fun thing you would do is like go on Wikipedia and just hit random and like see it and like click on shit?
Yeah, like I'm feeling lucky.
Like you see how far you can get from one thing to another.
What was that one extension you could put on your computer at one point? It was you could like add like all the things you could look for, and it would like randomly like give you websites.
Google?
No, it wasn't Google. It was like an extension that you would download.
No idea.
I'm gonna remember it. And
like
if I don't
mid
remember
episode.
It, if I don't remember it, someone's gonna tell me.
Someone's gonna tell us. They'll send us a message on our hosting platform Anchor.
Which
has never been done before.
Hey, someone hit us up on Twitter. This is a big
yeah.
Deal.
We're
finally blowing up.
We're blowing up. So, yeah, Peter's, like, you know, talking about, he's, like, in a car with Chris Harrison, which I think is really funny.
This was a very dad moment.
Yeah.
It was just, like, very, like, so, like, son, like, what do you look for in a woman?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, dad, I want her to, like, be nice.
Yeah.
And, you know, clean.
Obviously, she can't be afraid of heights.
She can't be afraid of heights, obs.
Yeah.
I just want her to be nice and clean.
That's it!
What do you put in, just, you know, how close do you live to my zip code?
Yeah. So we got you know, those like openings where we see people, they talk about their lives.
Cold,
I'm
like,
this person.
Is that a cold open, would you call it? That cold open? Or the intro videos?
Intro videos. I wouldn't call it a cold open because there isn't really a theme song to The Bachelor,
right, yeah,
or anything.
That's fair. But we get a couple that I liked a lot.
Yep. Tell me about them.
I'm a big fan of Madison. We get one of her.
Yep.
She was the basketball player we were talking
There's
about.
There's a gif of her right here on this recap.
Yes.
Right here. She's shooting some hoops.
She's played for Auburn and won like four championships.
Yeah, she's played a lot of basketball.
So she's a baller and a half.
Did you know that basketball is my favorite sport?
Do you like the way you dribble it up and down the court?
And I don't know any other lyrics to that song.
Because, well, they're playing basketball.
I know that.
Basketball. That doesn't surprise me anymore.
Yep.
We're together too much that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
So, I like Madison a lot. She, I like her energy a lot. I'm all about her.
Yeah, she's got some good energy.
I'm very, very excited for what she might bring to the table. Then we get Marissa, I think is how you pronounce it. I think it's M-A-U.
It's M-A-U. For simplicity's sake, it's just Marissa.
Marissa, but... yeah. Look, I might be a horrible person, but at least we're trying to be a good person sometimes. Yeah.
Also, even though we didn't watch this episode at the bar, I was still at home, like, screaming at the TV the whole time. So I still
I watched this on Hulu yesterday.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, sitting here, like, eating a little popcorn, and I'm just like, yo, you cannot be doing this.
Yeah.
Like, I'm having moments to myself.
Oh, yeah.
That's where I'm at.
I'm, like, screaming at the TV. Like, this is, yeah, like, I just do this while I have subtitles on, but there's still people whose names I don't know how to pronounce.
Yes. I think it's Marissa. Let's say Marissa. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah.
She was one of the contestants that I was really intrigued in.
Yes.
Because she was one,
she was a pageant queen who lost
a bunch of weight, but she had gained a lot of weight, and she's like,
yeah.
And she's just, I'm a big fan.
Yeah,
I was
sure.
A big fan of hers.
Yeah.
Then we also had, I'm trying to remember a couple, Alexa.
Alexa had an opening.
Alexa had the first opening.
Yeah.
And she's like, I take care of people. And by that, I wax their vaginas. And I'm like, you're dope.
Yeah. and she's like, I wax men too. You know, whatever. Big deal.
Dicks, knuckles, thighs, boobs. I'll wax it. I'm Alexa.
You got it?
I'll wax it. Brr, brr, brr. I was like, all right, Alexa.
I'm Alexa.
I'm Alexa. You got it. I'll wax it. The waxing queen of The Bachelor.
Yep.
I don't know where she's from.
Me neither.
I don't even know what half of these ladies are.
I don't
from
even yet. Know most. Half of them are from Chicago.
Half of them are from Chicago.
Half of them are from Chicago. You know, thin crust pizza. No, thank you.
I'm from Chicago.
I'm from Chicago.
Here's this lady's the best language teacher in
the best teacher of adults in California. Hey, do you mind me asking why were you late to class today?
Did you kill somebody?
Julius Pepperwood.
Julius Pepperwood, I'm from Chicago.
Mr. Pepperwood, would you please take your hat and sunglasses off? Oh, is there anything else you'd like me to take off? Ew. Julius Pepperwood. Thin crust pizza, no thank you.
I think there was only like one or two others.
Victoria P.
Yes, yep. Victoria P. had one.
Yep.
She's the nurse.
She's a nurse.
She's just, I'm in love with her.
Yeah.
I'm in love with
her. We'll talk about her.
They give her a moment that I wasn't crazy about, but she doesn't respond in a way that another person had responded.
Mm-hmm.
And I was all about it. And I think it was handled very well. I'm fucking in love with Victoria
P. All right.
And then we also had Tammy! Let's just get a nice one together.
Tammy! Oh, damn. I thought we were doing Tammy again.
Okay, we'll do a Tammy, and then we're going to hit it with a Go-Q's.
So Tammy and then Go-Q's.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
So, one. Tammy!
Go-Q's!
I want you to know, because I hope you felt it in your side of Brooklyn when I did it.
When I was watching, she
came up and I was like, ooh, Go-Q's!
Go-Q's!
Every time she is on the television, I did go, Go-Q's!
Have we ever told that story on this podcast?
We definitely have. We've talked about it. It's
okay.
Thing we've talked about.
Okay. So
I'm sure of it.
So we won't bring it up again.
Oh, but it probably will get brought up at some point.
We'll talk.
But Go-Q's, Tammy.
Go-Q's, go Tammy.
Yo, Tammy like wrestled some dude and like brought him down.
Yeah, Tammy.
Like powerlifting. I was like, yo, Tammy got those guns, son.
Yeah.
And apparently, friend of yours knows of Tammy, which I think is interesting.
Yes, I have a friend who is also from Syracuse and she knows of Tammy. They don't know each other.
Right, that's why I said knows of, not knows personally.
Yes. Hold on. I'm trying to look at I was basically live texting with a friend of mine last night or two nights ago about the show. And I'm trying to see if we said anything about Tammy.
Well, I'll let you do that. And as you're doing that, I'm going to start talking about the next parts. Cause after I think those are all the intros that we get.
And did Hannah Ann get an intro?
Yes. Hannah Ann did get
Hannah
an
Ann
intro.
Hannah Ann got an intro.
Well done. Thank
yes,
you. And it was her dad was talking about, I remember the other intro too. Thank you. After Hannah Ann's. Hannah Ann and one, they were praising God around their dinner table, and
as one does,
she's a former model,
of course,
and
probably still current model.
Probably still current model. I'm a I'm a fan of her modeling.
She's attractive.
She's very attractive.
She is aesthetically pleasing to look at.
Yeah, that's all. That we'll get into that for now.
Yep.
And then there's Kelly.
Kelly, right. I liked her.
I liked her a lot. She's a attorney with her family, and apparently has met
Peter before
at Jade and Tanner's wedding
9 months ago at Jade and Tanner's wedding. No, but it was actually...
Just kidding, just idiots! Kidding. That was another season. You fell for it. Dummies.
Idiots.
No, it was like they were at a Four Seasons hotel.
It was the same hotel. We'll talk about this later.
Don't ruin it.
Yeah, we'll talk about this later. But
well, you can ruin it, but you probably watched the fucking show.
Yeah, we've
now.
Seen the episode at this point. Me and my friend were discussing this, and it was basically just saying like, oh wait, hold on. Where's the text? Because it was basically we were discussing how
she met him at a Four Seasons hotel.
Yeah, if Kelly and Peter both met when she was leaving a wedding and he was leaving like his high school reunion in a hotel lobby, they were definitely both drunk. They definitely had sex that night.
Right. They definitely are acting like they had to have hooked up.
Yeah.
Because they're treating like the way that they're treating it. If it's like, hey, I'm Kelly. Hey, I'm Peter. I'm gonna remember this. Like,
yeah.
That's how they treat this.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, no one remembers someone that well.
Yeah.
Unless
if they
you like either,
met
either
in
like
a hotel
either,
lobby.
Either you hooked up or like you at least made out.
Yeah. They touched butts.
They might have touched butts.
They touched butts.
They had to have slept together.
Oh yeah.
And it's gonna come out.
It's gonna come out.
Someone's gonna be like, there's the one thing in like the in one of the promo episodes where he's like, we were intimate, and I'm gonna be like, oh, he's definitely gonna tell the ladies he banged.
Yep.
And like for sure.
God, so yeah, I was like live texting with a friend of mine throughout the entire episode, and we were basically just both agreeing that if at this point night one, I would probably just be passed out in the pool already.
But like, oh, I have a question. I have a question.
Answer.
I have a question.
Answer.
If you know you're going to the house.
Yes.
If it's first night, and you know you're probably going to end up in the pool.
Yes.
Do you bring pool floats?
Oh, there's a bathing suit. There's a bathing suit on underneath my suit.
Okay, so you're already ready.
Yeah.
But did you bring a comedic pool float?
Yes.
Because I think that would actually be fun.
Yeah.
Like if you brought like a giant inflatable flamingo.
Yeah.
And you're like, hey, female bachelorette. Not that female needs to precede bachelorette.
No.
I'm just assuming you're on the bachelorette.
Yeah, I'm on the bachelorette, yeah.
And you're just like, come on into the water. Water's great.
I would
come
try...
Come join me on this flamingo.
I would try to set... Basically, if there's a way that I can guarantee that I'm the first limo exit, and then I say hi to the bachelorette, I say, fantastic, see you inside. This is going to be great. Go into the mansion and just immediately take my suit off, go to the pool, take out my floaty, and just get in the... Immediately just
like,
get in the pool.
There's going to be like a solid 30 seconds of you just like... Gotta blow this up.
And there's like another... And like another guy like comes into the house. He's like, was I the first one? And then he like... He's like looking around the house.
You
he
sure were it!
He like goes to the pool and there's just already somewhere in there, someone in the pool just chilling. Just straight up unwind-gelaxing.
Dude, like, unwind-gelaxing. Oh, you gotta have wine.
Huh?
If you're not in that pool on your floaty without a glass of
with
wine.
With a glass of wine.
I'm gonna be upset.
I'm more of a whiskey man, you know.
No,
that.
No, I know. But I'm saying, you gotta keep it classy for the first drink. Just like, just cause, like,
whiskey
you're in the
can
pool,
be classy.
You're in the pool. I want you to just like look like, you know, swirling your
it's
wine.
It's like swirling
a little
wine.
The tannins are breathing nicely.
Listen to the sound when you swirl Bordeaux.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, see, yeah. It'll be hot. Baby.
Yeah, exactly.
All
that
right.
Was a Sack Lunch Bunch reference, if you haven't watched
it. I haven't watched
it
yet, but
it.
I liked it.
Okay. You haven't watched it. You like the reference.
No.
Okay.
I liked the phrase.
Oh, okay.
And it spoke to me on a spiritual level.
Okay.
But I'm going to watch the Sack Lunch.
You should. Bunch. It's very good. I've watched it like 3 times already.
That's impressive.
Yeah, it's very good.
So the Bachelor.
Now it's time to talk about some limo exits.
I think someone asked us a question about limo exits.
Really?
Yes, on our Facebook.
Oh yeah, we did
mistaken.
We did get a message on our Facebook for once.
So I'm gonna actually address that question. I have it right here.
Okay.
Have any of the novelty entrances made it to the final three? The final three of what?
Like The Bachelor.
But we're not even at the final three.
Well, I feel like they're asking in the past, is this something that has happened?
Oh!
Like, has anyone who comes out and does a dumb thing, have they ever made it to, like, the final three?
That's a good question. Like a dumb thing.
Like a dumb thing. Like
not like oh, here's some butterflies.
No, whatever. Like Alexis Waters coming out in a shark costume.
I don't think anyone who's ever done a dumb thing has made it to the final three. Like real okay, but like what's like there's dumb and then there's dumb.
Get out of here.
Right?
Yeah.
Cuz like there wasn't a lot of dumb stuff.
There was like the windmill thing,
which was just dumb. But I couldn't call it dumb.
Yeah, there was the girl who came in. There was no animal costumes. There were no animal costumes. Good, they finally learned no one will beat Alexis Waters.
Yeah, no one will beat that at all.
No. I don't know. We'll have to go back and like listen to it. Here's the thing with that, though. We don't pay a lot of attention week one.
No.
Like, we don't take a lot of stock in these, like...
Because 15 of those women I will never have to know.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you get sent home
night one... And then another five of them, I won't have to know them either.
Yeah, if you get sent home night one, you're not getting a follow on Instagram from me.
Hell no.
Yeah.
Unless
you're Grocery Joe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because he proved it. He showed what he was made of. Yeah. He showed that he was worth it.
Yes. Although...
That he was here for the right
I think
reasons.
Night one of Ari's season, I followed Kendall immediately.
And but we had a feeling Kendall was moving past night one.
But also, I tweeted about how great she is, and she responded to my tweet.
She's pretty great.
Kendall is the best. Kendall is the best bachelor.
She hasn't responded
to
our tweets in a long time. Ever? And I think she's getting a little too big for her britches, Kendall.
I haven't tweeted at her in a while.
Maybe you should. See what happens.
Yeah.
And then maybe I'll take that back.
Yeah.
I might retract that statement.
I haven't
quickly.
Tweeted at Kendall in a while.
Okay. So we've got some limo exits. There's nothing that's too out of this world ridiculous at first.
Nothing shook me. There are a couple that stand out.
There's the first one. I think her name's Aaliyah. She's the first one that has something.
Yeah.
If I'm pronouncing it wrong, fuck you. I don't care. It's night one. I haven't gotten to know them emotionally. I think it might be Aaliyah or Aaliyah, however you say it. She's like, hi, it's so nice to meet you. You know, she's beautiful. And she's like, I brought you this note from my grandma.
Yeah, that was weird. Which isn't addressed again.
Which is for me, hilarious.
Yeah.
Because all I'm thinking is a Jewish grandma going, oh my God, have you met my granddaughter?
Have you met my granddaughter?
She's lovely. Oh my God, let me introduce you to my granddaughter. She's fantastic. They read it together and it's cute.
Which, in fairness, is basically how Peter met Mary Jane. Just saying.
Yes.
Yeah. Aunt May's friend, Anna, was like, oh, you should meet my niece.
You should meet my niece. She's lovely.
And Peter's all like, yeah, okay, whatever. And
he's
like,
oh,
meet my
okay,
niece.
Whatever.
And then we've got, and then like 2 years later, we get the whole Face of Tiger, you just hit the jackpot thing. And then they get married. And then after, you know, 30 years of being married, Peter makes a literal deal with the devil and their marriage is destroyed. And
that's sad.
And we're all still a little upset about this.
You know, he didn't really want to have kids, and he felt that he wasn't worth it.
You're talking about a different thing.
I know.
You're talking about Into the Spider-Verse. I'm talking about actual Marvel 616 canon right now.
I know.
As much as I love Into the Spider-Verse right now, you got to respect my tangent.
I'm specking your fiction right now.
All right.
So there's a Leah had one. There's a couple of women who are just like, hey, I'm from Alabama. Another bitch was from Alabama. Fuck that bitch.
Yeah.
They didn't say that.
Yeah.
But that's what
But she
meant.
Was basically like, not everyone from Alabama sucks.
But they might.
And Peter's kind of like, I don't think Hannah sucks.
Okay. You might.
You're just going to come out here and throw shade at my ex like that? She just won Dancing with the Stars. She's obviously pretty great.
Yeah, she's pretty neat.
I wish she hadn't dumped me on live television.
There's one girl who insinuated that she was wet.
Yes.
This is the horniest thing I've ever heard at the beginning.
No, the horniest thing I ever heard.
This was horny.
No, there was a horny thing.
Dumb horny.
This was the horniest thing that happened this season is the woman who gets out.
Not this season.
Okay.
Not this season.
Okay, but wait, let me finish my thought. Is the woman, I can't remember who it was, who gets out of the car, gets out of the limo, and shows Peter a picture of her cat and says, "Want to see my hairless pussy?" These are the words
that
she said on television.
Dumb horny. That is dumb horny.
On ABC, on live television, probably around 8:30 at night.
Though Victoria F. did go, my humor's really dry, but that's the only thing that's dry about me. Insinuating that she was wet.
I'm still on hairless pussy, okay?
I won't lie. I did go, oh!
Yeah.
Like, that's, wow, you took a leap there.
Yeah.
Was that Jade, I think that was her name?
I don't remember.
I don't know.
Probably. There was also that girl who just walked in, put a blindfold on Pierre, and then smashed
and I was just like, let's touch each other. And I'm like, this is very sexual.
So horny.
This is horny as fuck. And then she just smooches him.
And then she smooches him.
She stole that first smooch.
She got the first smooch already.
I did go like, yo.
Yeah. Power move. Game recognized game. That's implying I have any game. I do not.
There's the girl who came in on like the little plane. Like there was like 20 plane references
yeah,
in a row.
But wait, the girl who came in on a little plane. It was like one of those like little.
Courtney,
like,
I think is her name is.
Did you say horny?
Courtney. We're very horny right now.
But like there were like two guys like who came in ahead of her.
Woman.
Like,
what the fuck just, like, do you think I'm saying?
I don't know. But like there were like guys who like came in like you know like directing the plane.
Yeah.
And Peter just goes. Is someone about to land a plane in here?
That would be dope. That no, be what dope. The fuck do you think, yeah. Peter? Someone's going to land a plane in front. If they wouldn't let you do it,
yeah.
They're not going to let some other lady do it.
Yeah, and then...
I almost said the B word, and I'm glad I didn't. I just want everyone to know that I showed restraint there.
Yeah.
You're welcome, America.
There was the contestant who just walks in, hands Peter a cow, and then walks away.
Her emotional support cow.
Yeah.
Ashley P. is yep. the name of that cow.
And I don't... The woman who gave him the cow? No idea.
No idea. I know the cow's name more.
Although, to...
Now, let's
just
steer
to,
this conversation back.
Did you say steer on purpose?
Yes.
Okay. I do... the cow thing, though, I'm just going to spoil the post-credit scene real quick.
Creates the greatest post-credit scene. I've said this a lot about post-credit scenes, but I mean it this time.
Well, it just reinforces the idea that every time an animal is introduced on this show, Chris Harrison becomes exclusively like responsible for
it. Well, you know, it's he bought a farm.
Like that, like, no, like he I think like zoo, Becca's cause... season, he was walking around with a dog, and or like someone gave Becca a dog, and now fucking Chris Harrison has to deal with it.
Well,
like,
yeah, he bought a zoo, and that's where he puts the animals.
Yeah, Chris Harrison just owns the San Diego Zoo.
Chris Harrison is Matt Damon.
Yeah,
he bought a zoo.
Yeah,
that's a joke.
Okay,
but. Chris Harrison makes some fantastic jokes about this.
Oh yeah,
I think one of the what was do you know, this was utterly ridiculous. This was utterly ridiculous. And then he goes, do you know why a milking stool has three legs? Because the cow has the other one. do you know why a cow has cleft hooves? Because they lack toes.
Chris Harrison was ready.
Chris Harrison, he just came out gloves up, ready to smack you with dad jokes.
Yep.
And you know what? That was primo Chris Harrison.
Yep.
Christopher B. Harrison.
Christopher B. Harrison.
Okay, so we've got, there's some girl who walks with a windmill attached to her back and is like, four times. And then a girl comes out and is like, four times? And another girl is like, four times. And he's like, yeah, four times.
He's like, yes, guys, please stop making me relive this. It was like all the people who came into Becca's season making jokes about Ari. It's like, hey, let's just remind you about your ex-boyfriend for a while.
Then
like,
there was three different flight attendants.
Yep.
Who didn't really do anything that was too...
Yep.
Although it was Eunice, who we liked. She had wings on.
Yep.
And then another one, like, talked into a thing. It was like, ah, I'm a flight attendant, and now we're taking your order.
Taking your order?
I don't know.
Kelly was there, and they were like, oh, yes, we remember each other.
Yes, Kelly. Came out, like, and he even goes, Kelly.
Yeah.
So they definitely fucked.
Definitely boinked.
They
yep.
fucked.
Yep.
Which is weird that they did this again. Like, this is the second time they've done something like this.
Yep. Well, because also Ari and Lauren had this, too. They just cut it for some reason.
Right.
Let's see. What else is there? Moving on. There was the girl who showed up in baggage. She's literally baggage.
She's literally bringing a lot of baggage into this relationship.
Yep. And then...
Although I appreciate the ability to do that.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people can do that.
And then... It was time.
But, surprise!
For the final limo exit. Who is it?
The final limo tonight?
The final limo tonight. Who's it gonna be? She's getting out of this car. Oh my god, who is it? It's Hannah Brown!
What?
She's back!
Holy shit!
The Beast returns!
Gross.
It's Hannah Beast.
I hate Hannah Beast. I like Hannah B. She grew on me. I think she's a dumb idiot.
Yeah.
But I stand by that. I stand by that.
Yeah, no, she made a dumb... She, dumb dummy. She is an award-winning dancer now, though.
She's an award-winning dancer, and I won't take that away from her.
Yeah.
I think that's well-deserved. She had some great dances.
But she came back to literally give Peter back the wings that he gave her night one on The Bachelorette.
Which is a nice
and
gesture.
And I was in tears. Like, immediately.
I immediately stopped, and I was like, this is nice. Like, I was like, this is nice.
It was
a
nice
sad,
moment.
But you know what? It's showing that, like, I want you to do good, and I care about you.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right.
Is your shirt on inside out? I think it is. Yeah, your shirt's on inside out.
Look, guys, I'm not always living my best life.
Am I ever.
But just don't judge me.
Yeah. But Hannah B., she gives him back the wings. It's adorable. You know they definitely want to go for a fifth round.
And all the women are like, one woman exclaims too much.
Yes.
No! And I'm like, bitch, calm down. So I had to use it.
Yeah, you had to say it there.
Like, I was like, chill.
Yeah.
Chill.
Every woman in the house is now having a full-on panic attack.
Right, like. Chill
they're
the
like, fuck,
fuck,
fuck
out.
It's her.
It's
her.
Fucking Hannah Brown. She's fucking here. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yes.
And then she leaves and they're like, oh, okay.
Yep. Now it's time for just the regular cocktail party.
Oh, these a lot of these girls, they are well aware they're on television.
Oh my, yes.
They're very aware.
They're very aware. And they are...
Oh, Madison came in with like paper planes.
Yeah, there was a girl. Yeah, Madison, she had like big paper planes. It was cool.
She came in like a big paper plane. That was that was her thing. That was the last one I remember.
Cocktail party.
This is pretty short for like as terms of like first episode cocktail parties go. We kind of power through this.
Oh my, yes.
It's
impressive. Because we have content to get to.
Yeah, content.
We have content here. So, who we got? Hannah Ann. She does something. She gives Peter painting.
This painting, and they look at it, and it's like,
oh,
wow,
this
is a painting. And she's like, yes, it's a painting.
Yes,
and
it's a painting.
Something from me, and it was painted with my father.
Yes.
And I was like, wow, that's nice. And then they smush faces.
That
Aaliyah girl does give him that. They do read that letter together.
I have no memory of this.
And they read the grandma letter, and it is essentially like, hi, my name's Rose.
Oh, right, because her grandmother's name was Rose,
and
Peter's
grandmother is
also named
Rose.
They have the same grandmother. They're clearly related.
But because she's a grandmother, I have to now talk like this. Hi, my name's Rose. This is my granddaughter. You'll like her. Be nice. She's really great. She might be a doctor. I don't remember. Is she a doctor? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't. Honestly, we're not that close.
We're not that close. But anyway, just pick her. Take it at least to the second night. You'll love
it. You'll love it. It'll be great.
It'll be great.
You're going to enjoy it. And I'm sure you filed all your paperwork correctly.
And make sure you do your taxes on time. It's almost April.
I was doing like a Roz from Monsters.
No, wait. You got to get a little more.
It's a little deep.
You
got to
get a little
all
more.
All your paperwork correctly.
I'm sure you did all your paperwork. A little more like that.
Yeah. Oh, Roz.
That is awful on the throat.
Oh, it hurts. It hurts.
It's terrible.
How does Harvey Fierstein talk like that all the time?
I just think, yeah, good point.
How does he talk like that all the time?
Let me tell you something, honey.
He was really good in Mrs. Doubtfire.
He was phenomenal in Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah.
He wasn't in The Birdcage, but The Birdcage is still one of my favorite movies.
Okay.
I think he would, if it wasn't Nathan Lane, I think he would have been the perfect, like, other person
understudy.
Perfect. Like whoever it was, either him or Nathan Lane could have done that role perfectly.
Yeah. Let's keep going. I like how this this recap says, I'm gonna go on a limb here and say Hannah Ann might be drunk.
Yeah, she a little drunk.
Yeah.
So Hannah Ann starts out that way. There's that. The Madison and him throw giant paper airplanes. That was cute.
That was cute.
Let's see. Who else kind of does something memorable? We start getting our first interruptions, just kind of like it just hits.
Yeah.
At one point in the night, it just hits, and everyone's like, can I steal them? No, let me steal them. I'm stealing them. Listen, bitch, I'm stealing them.
Here's the thing, though. Night one, there's 29 other women
here.
Oh, no,
I know. I'm just saying, Adam, it just hit.
You got to fight for your right to party night one, you know?
No, yeah. Look, I'm not saying it's the wrong thing to do.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that, like, the way this episode kind of just hit it with
yeah.
us, it's just like, boom, guess what we doing now? Stealing that man.
We're stealing, yep. Yeah, we're talking. Peter and Kelly talk more.
They had a good little thing. It's like I there's definitely a connection between him and Kelly. He's definitely really into her still.
Yeah,
because they for sure fucked.
Yeah, they've definitely boinked already.
Because he wouldn't be like I really wanted you to be here again.
Yeah,
like yeah, of course you did because you got that sweet sweet loving.
Yeah, definitely in that hotel. Wait, hold on. Can we take a break real quick?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. All right, we're back. Just had to take a quick poop.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
You did it.
Yeah, I did. It was a good poop.
I stayed here.
Yeah. But yeah, so now we're getting to like that's like, can I steal you away for a second? You know, this is happening a lot now.
It's going every which
like,
way.
Hannah Ann does it a lot.
There's the girl we made fun of earlier. I think not Jasmine. What's her name?
I don't know.
The old lady.
Oh, Natasha.
Natasha gets interrupted by this one girl. And then, like, she's like, I'll have my 2 minutes. And then, you know, they start kind of...
Like, don't interrupt Natasha. She doesn't have that much time left right. on Earth.
Yeah. She's one foot in the grave, basically.
She's so old. Like, she's 1,000.
She needs her time.
Yeah. Give her time.
And then I think her name is McKenna. I think that's
her name. I remember McKenna. Also cute.
Also cute. Yes.
Yeah. She's the Canadian.
Yes.
Yeah.
So she starts talking to... She starts talking to Peter.
Yep.
Almost called him Ari. Not who this is.
Not this is a that's a different bachelor.
Different bachelor. That's roses and race cars.
That's roses and race cars. We'll talk about the theme later.
Yeah, the theme.
Yeah.
But I made a joke earlier, like off air, that for real though, that this episode had just like some serious BPE.
Yeah, that big plane energy.
Big plane energy.
Yeah.
Like it was everywhere.
Yeah. I did like, I believe it was Eunice who said she was here for the flight reasons.
I did like that. I did go, So McKenna interrupts her, and then she interrupts McKenna back, and she's like literally standing to the side as they make out, and she's like, I want my time back. And I'm like, this is awkward.
It's weird.
And I'm here for it.
Yeah, I love it though.
Hannah Ann does 2 separate interrupts.
Yep.
And that's getting people real pissed.
People are getting upset.
So this girl, Sian?
I don't remember.
I don't know how to say
her
name.
Oh, Sian?
Sian. Talks to her on the side. Is like, hey.
Cheyenne? I don't remember.
I don't, whatever. She's not winning.
Just keep talking.
She's talking to Hannah Ann a little bit about this, and Hannah Ann, like, responds well enough. She's like, no, yeah, I respect you and I understand what you're saying. And it's like, do you? Yes, I do. Oh, okay. She was like not expecting her to like be understanding.
Yeah.
But it was definitely not an understanding way where she was like trying to be empathetic. It's like just trying to get out of this fucking conversation.
Yeah. So let's just blaze through the rest of this.
Well, obviously, I think that's the majority of the things that happened. There's a couple smooches. Hannah Ann goes in for multiple smooches.
Enough to nab that first impression, Rose.
Yes, she nabs that first
impression. Hannah Ann
impression.
Gets that first impression. Gets that first impression.
And I mean, you know,
based
and
on
she's
the novel
like,
Push by Sapphire.
First
impression based on the novel Push by Sapphire.
Well, that's the follow-up book. It's actually book 2.
That's book 2.
It's much happier. Much happier. It's everyone hated that book because it was really happy.
It was really sad.
The first one, everyone was
first
like,
one was really sad.
So everyone was like, this is the book. Gross. That was horrible.
That was such a bad joke.
It was terrible.
That was so bad. Why did I say that?
So she gets the first impression. And I will say, she says some stuff I don't
Are we not committing to calling it first impression based on the novel Push by Sapphire? Are we not going to commit to
this? I guess that's its Christian name now. I guess that's a thing we have to do.
I mean, we're going to forget about it the next time a first impression rose comes along.
For sure.
Next season.
For sure. But anyway, I want to call Hannah out on some bullshit.
Hannah Ann?
Thank you. Hannah Ann out on some bullshit.
Use her Christian name, please.
Hannah Ann, yeah, that is her Christian name.
Yeah.
I want to call Hannah Ann out on some bullshit.
Hit me. Because
she says, I've never been this aggressive before. And
no, girl, you know you've been this aggressive.
Yes,
before.
You have. Don't yeah. you lie to me?
Yeah.
Don't you come in here telling me that
you have the confidence of a good metaphor right now.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
For sure. You know exactly what you're doing.
Yeah.
You've been aggressive before.
Exactly.
Shut your fucking mouth.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Like that's. I'm not calling you out on that. I think you interrupted too many times.
Yes.
But I'm. don't think that necessarily makes you a villain. I just think that makes you kind of just like a little aggressive, and that works out. Sometimes it doesn't.
Sometimes it doesn't. Here it worked.
Here it worked.
And then there's a roast ceremony. People are going home.
People are going home. 15 of them to be precise.
15 of them. 15 of them are not going home.
Did they cut them to 15?
No, they cut it down to like 20.
20?
Yeah. They did not send that many people home.
Oh, like, I was five off.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's big at this point. We lost 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people. So we're down to 20.
Why did I think it was so many less?
I don't know.
I thought it was like down to like, I thought they covered like half.
Nah.
That's weird. Oh, wait, whatever.
Although they did that, they did that on The Bachelorette Canada, I remember.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's what just
this was way back
off.
When. That was a while ago.
All right, so we lose 8 women.
We lose 8 women. We lose Marissa. We lose Katrina. We lose Kylie, Avon Leia, Eunice.
I wanted Avon Leia to do well because she was smoking hot.
Yeah. Big mouth.
That's Big Mouth!
Big Mouth, yeah. Jade, Jenna, and Megan. Megan, who was the only one Chris point last episode.
Yes, that's
only
weak.
So called it.
You're fucking welcome, America.
Yeah, the Chris point system works.
The Chris point system works. I'm going to talk to you about that stuff, because I like the Chris point system.
Yeah.
And it's something that should stay.
We should bring back Chris points.
We should bring back Chris points, but I think there's a different way that we should do intros that's like, we're not covering 30 women, because again, if we're going to lose 8 and then more very soon after, it's just, why the fuck do I care about that?
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? We should look at our Chris points for these women to see how many Chris points they got.
And by look, you mean listen.
Listen. Well, no, I have the
Oh, wait, that's right.
I have the Excel
spreadsheet. Holy shit.
I have the Excel spreadsheet.
This. Oh my God. We will cross-reference Chris points.
Yeah. Well, let's just see, because I got it right here. So we lost Marissa. Who was Marissa was only three Chris points.
So we were right where she kind of, it's like either or.
Yeah.
Go either way.
Katrina got 5 Chris points. She was the one that Chris is horny for this one.
That's right. Katrina, yeah. He was so horny for that one.
Yeah. Kylie, let's see. Kylie, 3 Chris points, middling at best.
So, yeah.
Basically,
I'm going to say if it's a 3 or lower.
A 3 or lower.
We called it.
Avon Leia, only 2 Chris points.
Called it.
Eunice only got 3 Chris points.
Called it. But we liked Eunice, though.
Yeah.
We thought she could do well.
Jade, 2 Chris points.
Called it.
Jenna, 2 Chris points.
Called it.
Megan, 1 Chris point.
Called it! Holy shit, dude! Oh my God! We were 7 for 8!
I'm gonna mark these, just so, like, we know how good we did.
Like, the 3s, like, look, the 3s are, like, I know it's a 3 out of 5, whatever. It's still very middling.
Yeah. How do I change the
But like,
on this?
Yo, first of all, you're fucking welcome, America. Chris point system is
the Chris
real
point
thing.
System works.
It's proven.
Everyone knows it.
We have testimonials from multiple people coming onto the show telling that the Chris point system will in fact help you understand this show.
Katrina, Kylie.
Here's a when I use the Chris point system, it definitely helped me understand The Bachelor much better.
Yeah, and that's what the Chris point system is here for.
That was a random user of the Chris point system. His name was
Chris.
Christopher.
The Chris point system works.
You're welcome, America.
Yeah.
All right, so we lose those people. It's all sad. We keep a bunch of others, though.
Keeping a bunch of others.
Eunice was the only one that I was, like, a little disappointed was going.
We still have Alea, Alexa, Courtney, Deandra, Hannah Ann, Jasmine, Kelly, Kelsey, Kiara, Lauren, Lexi, Madison, Mike, Ken, and Natasha, Peyton, Sarah, Savannah, Sheehan, Sydney, Tammy, Victoria.
Tammy!
And both Victorias.
I want everyone to know, I maybe can put a face to the name of 3 of them.
Yeah, I definitely know Hannah Ann. Definitely know Mike Kenna.
And Tammy.
Tammy, yep. I think I know, I could pick Victoria P.
And Victoria P. and Victoria F.
And Victoria F. I could pick her out of a crowd. Sydney, too. That's probably it, though.
Big Victoria P. fan.
Oh, and Kelly. I could probably
Victoria
remember.
P. has, like, a nice moment. She's like, I never got given flowers before by a boy. And I was like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I'm a Victoria P. fan.
Okay. So normally this would be where the episode ends.
Yeah, right. And
but mistake.
But mistake. Episode continue.
Episode continue. Yakuza boss die. Yakuza very mad.
But Yakuza actually very into this.
Yes. In Japan. Heart to search. Number one. Steady hand.
Steady hand. Yakuza boss need no hat.
We're not doing the whole thing. Because we do that every episode. But you see, yeah, the episode's going to continue.
Yeah, we're just going to keep getting this great content.
Yeah, so we're going in now into the first group date.
Yes.
Already. It's the next day. The women are all moved into the mansion.
That's from Top Gun.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Because they do a Top Gun thing.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to just get... Can we get a list of who was on this?
I just wanted to give you that solid, like audio of me singing a song terribly.
Yeah. I was really hoping we were just going to do like a Danger Zone thing, but fine.
I mean, that's coming next.
Yeah. Because you know there's going to be a volleyball thing.
Duh.
Where everyone gets upset and then Nick has to try to comfort everybody.
By dancing like a dinosaur.
Yeah. By being a dinosaur. Oh, Nick. Nick Vile. The best bachelor.
You know what, though? I'm like here for Peter. I'm really here for Peter.
I'm getting nothing from him.
I'm getting everything from him. What are getting you fucking talking about?
I don't care.
What?
I'm just getting nothing from
you're
him.
You're very tuned into Nick Vile, and I think you're not giving Peter the chance he fucking deserves.
Because he looks like Nick.
No, okay, a little. Not as much as the Luke S.
Yeah, Luke P.
No. Wait.
Luke P was Triangle Man. Luke S was Person Man.
That right, Luke S. looked like Nick Vile.
And Jed was Young Nasty Man.
He was Young Nasty Man. Dude, we're great. We're so fucking funny.
Young Nasty Man.
But no, Luke P. didn't look like Nick
Vile. Arch nemesis to Wonder Boy. Peter is Wonder Boy.
Peter is Wonder Boy.
Because he's got the power of flight.
He's got the power of flight! Oh and the my god!
And how about the power
to move you?
We did this exact same joke in our last
but like,
episode.
But we had a new we revelation, did the exact though. Same,
yeah.
But we didn't know that he was Wonder Boy.
Peter is Wonder Boy.
Peter Wonder Boy Weber! Holy shit!
Peter is Wonder Boy, though.
Peter Wonder Boy Weber is the Bachelor. Fuck you. Oh my god. This is the best episode ever. Okay.
Can he stop a yak, though?
With mind bullets?
With mind bullets? That's telekinesis,
Kyle. Yeah, Kyle. He's going to be so happy we called him out a second time.
I know.
So, Chris does the typical, hey, ladies, how was your night last night?
Get wrecked, ladies.
Get wrecked, ladies. I immediately did do. He put the car down. I was like, ooh, get wrecked, ladies.
Get wrecked, ladies.
you're about to compete.
So who's on this first date card? I had to bounce to a different recap to get the name of who was on the first date.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, we're using multiple sources. Check our bibliography. Burr, at the end. It'll be all MLA format.
Not Chicago style, because that's bullshit.
Yeah, APA, garbage. Get out of here. We're still in high school. Kelly, Hannah Ann, Deandra, Tammy, Courtney, Shean, Victoria P, Jasmine, and Victoria F. Look up.
Yeah.
It's a plane. Who's flying that plane? Peter.
Oh,
Wonder Boy,
shut
the
up.
Power of flight.
The power of flight. Peter Wonder Boy Weber.
We're gonna say how about the power to move you?
How about the power?
And then go into that riff so often. I might change our end theme song for this season.
Oh my god! Just like, how about the power of flight?
That enough for you? How about the power to kill Yak from 100 yards with mind bullets?
That's telekinesis, Kyle. That's anything for you? That's levitation, Holmes.
It's levitation, Holmes.
Okay.
I'm changing our end theme for this season. Gonna be Wonder Boy. It's just gonna be Wonder Boy.
I'm so okay with that.
Yeah.
Because we're getting horny now, but this is a big deal. This is a big thing we discovered.
Yeah. So now it's time for flight school.
So they bring out two very important people.
Yep.
In the world of flight.
Yes.
That I don't know anything about, but one of them is she flies. Like military planes, and
yes.
Is a phenomenal pilot.
Yeah,
and the other is like a pioneer with women.
She was the first female Blue Angel,
which I don't know what that is.
They fly planes.
No, I assumed that. I don't know what the Blue Angels are. I'm assuming it's a prestigious branch of the military.
They're pilots.
Fuck you.
They fly planes.
I know, Alex. I'm sure they fucking fly planes. That's why they're in good...
The Blue Angels were also group one in John Mulaney's math class, if you remember
that
bit.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Blue Angels are part of the Navy.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. They're the Navy's Flight Demonstration Squadron. So they just do, like, plane tricks, I guess. They
still do... pretty cool. They're still great pilots.
Still cool. Still real good still, pilots.
That's awesome. Yeah. Okay. So anyway.
And then the second group was Group 2. That's the second group. Group 2.
GD much right now.
So
the date, it's going to be one of those, like, let's do stuff and then an obstacle course date.
This recap says, this is a great time to remember that Peter is a pilot for Delta Airlines, the least glamorous airline.
It's true. they show him, like, walking as a pilot, like, in a terminal.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh my God, are you the Bachelor? Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to take pictures? Yeah.
Yeah. Which, like, in fairness, like, that's how I would respond. It's like, you're the Bachelor, like... Like, you see my picture on Instagram where I saw, like, a tech reviewer I like on YouTube,
right,
like,
yeah.
From YouTube. Like, he was in the store I work at, and I'm like, oh, hey, you're Michael Fisher, you're Mr. Mobile. Can we get a selfie? And he was
quick,
like, oh, yeah.
Get a quick pic, bro?
Yeah. I think he was amazed that someone recognized him.
Yeah.
But to be fair, I like his videos a lot.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, he's very good.
So anyway. We're going to flight school.
We're going to take tests.
Yeah, we're gonna see these women can do
we're
math.
We're gonna learn things. How many feet are in a mile? Only Hannah Ann knew this.
She was definitely sitting next to Peter.
She was definitely sitting next to Peter.
Peter for
she was
sure
cheating off
gave
of Peter.
Him that answer.
She was cheating off of Peter right there.
No, someone was like 30,000 feet. That's right. And the chick was like, what are you, in space?
Okay, wait. To be fair, my mom, who was a flight attendant, did point out like some of them wrote down like the standard for like cruising altitude, not a mile. So like they did have... plane knowledge,
right?
But
right,
not
right.
Like mile knowledge.
Oh, that's right. I forgot your mom was.
Yeah, my mom was a flight attendant.
I forgot about
yeah.
that. I knew that. Didn't think about
yeah.
it. Yeah. So your mom could be there. She's just like, let me tell you something on flying on planes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, we have to have your mom on here for like plane knowledge.
Yeah, we could get my mom on
plane
an facts. Yeah, for the most plane heavy episode, which I think this may have been. This may have been it. Yo, what if there's a fantasy suite that's just on a plane? Just they're flying.
It has to be.
It's just on a plane.
Has to be. Look, I there's going to be planes everywhere in this season.
Yeah, but then they're going to eat the fish and everyone's going to get sick.
Gross.
Airplane reference.
Airplane reference.
Hope someone speaks Jive.
Hope someone speaks. Oh, great joke, but like a little iffy.
2020.
hey, 20 funny.
20 funny. I prefer Nat 2020, Every Hit's Critical.
Nat 2020, Every Hit's Critical.
Every Hit is Critical.
I really dig that.
Yeah.
Maya theme for 2020, I was like, 2020, get that weak shit out of here.
Yeah, I like, I've just decided that 2020 is the year I vanquish more of my foes. I have too many foes that have been left unvanquished.
I think that's a really good goal to set, because you have a whole year to vanquish a foe.
Yeah.
And you can take your time to figure out how to get them vanquished.
Vanquish your foes or die trying, because as we all know, death in battle is the only way to get to Valhalla.
I'm so glad you went for Valhalla.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying in my head. Thank God.
That's what we were both thinking.
Yes,
we were both thinking that.
I'm so happy.
Yeah. As we know, both of us are big fans of Norse mythology.
I'll be happy to send
Not just me.
No. I'm letting you know this right now. I'll be happy to send you down the Hudson in a burning ship that I shoot with an arrow.
Okay.
If you fall in battle.
Okay.
I'll do that for you.
And we're both very good at archery.
I'm archery certified.
Yeah, I'm archery certified, baby.
I'm just letting you know that I will do that for you.
Okay, good.
Because I care.
Okay.
Okay.
Good to know my funeral plans for having a...
I got you, baby.
Thank you. So now we get... So they take a test. Everyone's... no one knows anything about planes. Now we get into a gyroscope.
No one knows anything about planes.
No one knows
except
anything.
Except for Peter.
Except Peter, because he's a pilot. Victoria P. is now giving us some strong Annalise energy.
Also, apparently, all this plane terminology sounds dirty AF.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, cockpit, blow stuff,
blowjob, anal,
and someone's like Peter, and he's like, this isn't a windmill.
Yeah. Victoria P. now has a flashback.
They give her a straight out of the Annalise playbook.
Yeah. Like the
flashback.
same stock footage that they used for
of
Annalise.
Just this girl looking sad in a teacup, like ready to throw up. And I'm like, she's clearly not Annalise.
Yeah.
Because A, Annalise didn't really do it. She's just like, I can't do it. I've had a traumatic experience with air.
Yeah.
Like this, she's like, okay, I'm gonna do this. This looks scary. I'm gonna go do this. She does it.
And then she throws up.
She throws up, which
you know,
which, look,
is
people
fair.
Get motion,
Even
get
if you didn't
nervous.
Have like a trauma. She's still throwing that
right.
thing.
Right. You had a time. Look, astronauts go on that big whirling dervish thing.
Yeah. Whirly dirly.
They throw up.
Yeah, it happens.
People throw up.
Yeah.
It's okay. You can throw up and win the Bachelor.
Yeah. When you nut in space, it pushes you backwards.
But I like that she tried it. And she was like, "Hey, look, I did it. I gave my best." You know.
Yep.
And he like, and Peter like goes and like checks up on her, gives her some water, makes sure she's okay. And I was really there for that. That's a dude genuinely caring about another person.
Yeah.
And making sure that like that says a lot about the person Peter is.
Yeah. Now we've got the group date cocktail party, and it's at
we forgot one thing.
Oh,
sorry.
The
obstacle course.
Oh, right. There was an obstacle course, which was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my
obstacle
life.
Course.
Oh, my God.
So they had them do... They had them... Also, I want to point out one thing. Victoria F. is like, I could be his Maverick. I'm like, that makes him Goose.
No, yeah, no, you're Goose. No, you're not Maverick.
Goose.
You're Goose.
You're Goose, you fucking idiot.
Have you ever seen Top Gun? Jesus.
You fucking moron. You can't be Maverick.
Also, at one point, Victoria F. did say, like, how come I have to be Victoria F.? Can I just be Victoria?
I actually love that.
Yeah.
That was a great line.
Yeah.
So, let's see. Oh, yeah, she even, like, cried the first night.
Yeah.
Like, there was some, like, tears.
There were some
the
tears. There were a lot of tears.
Like, more tears than I've expected.
A lot of night one tears.
In this show already. Like, there's emotion.
Yeah.
And I'm,
yeah.
like, here for it.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like, give me this. Like, just what is going on here?
Yeah.
That's me eating popcorn.
That's you eating popcorn. I thought it was you eating like a can of corn.
No. That would be like this.
Oh, okay.
I would be spooning. This is like I'm shoveling.
You're shoveling.
Right. Because it's like
yeah, popcorn. Crunchy.
That's the sound
Hell
of me
yeah.
eating popcorn.
Hell yeah. So now we go to the group date cocktail party.
Yes.
Which is in the same hotel where Kelly and Peter definitely porked.
Apparently, and so during this, there's a little bit of drama. A
little drama.
Because after in the obstacle course, the final two come down to Tammy and Kelly.
Yes.
And Kelly apparently cheats while riding this bike that's kind of shaped like a plane and doesn't take the route the right way.
Yeah.
And Tammy's like, "You're cheating!" She's like, "I'm not trying to! I'm sorry!" And I'm like, "No one cares!" But
yeah.
then, like, Tammy's all upset about it. Everyone's like, "Oh, she cheated." But she gets to go on a sunset plane ride with Peter.
And it's adorable. And Peter's a pilot, in case you've forgotten the last,
she gave
you know,
a handy
5 minutes.
Of that plan. She definitely did.
Yeah.
I'm sure of it. Like, look, man, I ain't trying to be gross, but they have definitely slept together. She definitely rubbed up on him a bit in that plan, for sure.
I'm not denying it.
Why do you think it took him so long to get there after the date? Had to
clean
himself off.
Yep. Okay, moving on. Group date, cocktail party. Kelly gets a rose.
Kelly gets the group
everyone's
date. Everyone's kind of rose. Upset about
that. Yeah.
About the cheating thing, but it's not really that big of a deal. I just want to give some shout outs, though, to Victoria P. She really did a good job.
Yeah.
She got a really good smooch with him.
Yep.
And she looked stupid hot. With
the
glasses and everything. I was like, look at a completely different person.
Yeah.
I'm all here for Victoria P.
Yeah.
I'm in love.
Yep.
In love.
Yep. Now it's time for a one-on-one date.
Madison.
Chris told us this should be the first one-on-one.
She did. I mean, he was fucking right.
He was right. It's like he knew. It's like he knew. So, this is weird.
But as weird as this is, Madison does a great job.
Yes. Still weird, though. Where
hey,
are they going?
Hey, girl I've known for a week, I want to bring you
a
someplace.
A week? It's been like 36
hey,
hours.
Hey, girl I've known for 36 hours, I'm going to bring you somewhere. Where would that be? To a very intimate moment between my fucking parents.
Yeah.
And you're going to sit there and you're going to feel fucking awkward.
Yeah.
But you're going to love it.
It's the vow renewal that his parents are doing. And he brings Madison as his date.
A girl they don't know.
A girl they don't know. And let's be honest, we'll never know. We really think she's taking this
look,
one.
Look, I like Madison. I'm in it. I'm in her... Wow. Not the words I was trying. I'm invested.
Okay.
In her to at least go to hometowns.
Okay. But that's him going to her hometown, not the reverse.
No, I know, but I'm saying I think we're going to see
Madison
for a while.
Make it that far. Okay.
I did not mean to say I am in her.
Yeah.
I say some gross stuff on this show.
Yeah.
Not what I was intending.
Yeah.
You'll know when I'm intending some fucking sex stuff, guys.
Yeah. like when you talk about handies on airplanes.
Yeah.
But this is the part that kind of threw me for a loop a little bit. Peter brings her as a date to this vow renewal thing.
Here, meet my grandma.
Yeah.
Meet my gizmo.
Yeah.
That's my best low-key Parks and Rec joke. This is my... grandma. Mima. Gizmo.
Gizmo.
It's her gizmo. Okay.
Wait, wasn't that what Leslie called that, like, random dude that her mom slept with?
No. It's what Andy was... When Andy was trying to keep April from leaving to Indianapolis.
Oh, okay.
She made him do all the things she hated to do.
Right, yeah.
She had to write a letter to her grandma
yeah.
thanking her...
For, like, the
$5.
It was $5.
But he's like, he doesn't remember who it is. Grandma. Mima.
Gizmo.
Gamma, Gizmo.
Right, the guy that Leslie's mom slept with, that was Poopaw.
Poopaw.
Yeah. That was Poopaw.
Gizmo or Gizmo. Dear April's grandmother, grandfather.
Grandfather.
You're an unbelievable woman. She's a man. He's a man.
All right, let's get back to this.
Here's a Mousetrap CD. He's deaf.
but the weird thing that I was going to bring up was that, like, Peter brought Madison as his date, but, like, they're not even sitting with each other because Peter's, like, officiating this event. So she's just kind of sitting there with a bunch of strangers, and they're all thinking, who's this rando who's sitting here?
Yeah, like, sorry,
why are there so many cameras? This is weird what's happening.
They had to have known that.
No, of course they knew. They know he's the bachelor. Right. I hope. Hey, Gizmo, just so you know, we're filming a television show for this
thing. I used to watch television.
I watched The Moon Landing.
I used to watch Johnny Carson every night.
Where's old man Jenkins?
Where?
I don't want to be a burden.
Okay.
Side note, real quick. I watched the SpongeBob musical recently. It's very good.
Have I done my like soft flex about the SpongeBob musical?
No, what is it?
I know Patrick.
The original Patrick?
The guy, yeah. The guy who was in the SpongeBob musical that was on television. I know him.
You know Patrick?
Yeah.
Cool.
We're friends on Facebook and Instagram.
Nice. I liked him. He did a good job.
Isn't he awesome?
Yeah.
His name's Danny Skinner. Super nice dude.
Yeah. Tell him I think he did a really good job as Patrick.
I will.
Yeah. I thought he was a very good Patrick. I liked his pompadour.
Does it look good?
It looks great.
I'll actually send a message. See, my friend saw you and thought you were really great.
Yeah. The guy who played SpongeBob shops
Ethan
at my
Slater.
Trader Joe's.
Ethan Slater.
He shops at Trader Joe's.
I think it's Slater?
Yeah, it is Slater. Yeah. Ethan Slater, yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
He shops at your Trader Joe's?
Yeah, well, he's been seen there at least once.
Oh, he apparently also super nice.
Yeah. Ian said my friend Ian said he's super ripped.
Yeah.
Which, like, you can tell in the SpongeBob.
He's, like, he's got to do a lot of shit.
He's got to do a lot of shit in that SpongeBob musical. Like, he's, like, climbing around on stuff. It was, like, the scene in the volcano.
This is the final bros tonight. Seal of approval for
SpongeBob the musical. Like, the scene at the top of the volcano where he's, like, climbing around all those ladders and shit. Like, that's it. That takes some core strength.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have that.
We've got a play here on You Heard with Purd.
We've done enough Parks and Rec.
I know.
All right? That's enough Parks and Rec. Already mentioned Gizmo.
I do love You Heard with Purd.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is this play that we'll be talking about today.
It's a heartwarming story, but it's just not believable. That's why I give E.T.
two and a half stars. I think it was two and a half.
Whatever. So, I don't know. Madison meets Peter's family.
She meets the family. She meets the Fockers.
Yeah. But then they go and guess who's back? Oh my God!
Oh,
I did
wow.
not see this coming.
Neither did I. I was like, I'm like, it's gonna be some fucking stupid band I've never heard about.
No, nope.
But guess what?
I've heard about this band
because it's fucking Tenille Arts, boy.
Let's go
back for round two, baby.
Bring back Air Supply.
Chris Air, the band Air Supply.
Tenille Arts, and I was watching The Bachelor, and I was like texting about Tenille Arts. I was like telling my friend about, and she was like, "Why are you so excited about this band?" And
I'm fucking
like, it's Tenille Arts.
They're a big fucking
deal. They've been on the show before. Tell me one more thing about them. No,
a woman sings.
I can't.
to Neil or couldn't tell you anything else other than the Badger.
They were just on a prior season.
Yeah, and it's a big deal.
They've run out of like D-list
people. People that'll like come back, like, hey, just get fucking to Neil Art's back on here.
Yeah,
and I love that. Like, they always make them talk about like they know the band. Like, we're here. Tennille Art is singing, which I think is the best thing that you can say about a band that you don't know.
Yeah,
they are singing.
Yes, like, they are singing. Yes,
they dance.
They dance. Peter's family shows Peter's up family again. Just comes,
now we're gonna dance with you.
And now they just have a whole fucking rave to Tennille Art.
And Madison's just like, all right,
all right.
She got that rose.
She gets that rose. She gets that nut. They smooch.
I think she got that nut.
She didn't get that nut, but smooched.
Did smooch? Like, that's some good. Like, they had a lift smooch.
Yeah.
I think you had to have grabbed some.
Oh,
butt
you grabbed some
lift.
Butt. Yeah, you get that.
They didn't show him grabbing butt, but Peter's a known butt grabber.
Is he as bad as Colton?
No, Colton is the ultimate
Colton,
butt grab.
Yeah.
And I mean, like Nick Vile was the thigh grab.
Yes.
Colton was
the
a
thigh
butt
rub.
Boy.
The awkward thigh rub.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Colton liked the butt. Peter definitely likes the butt.
Yeah.
But they didn't show it because they wanted to be pure.
And butts are great.
Butts are pretty awesome.
Yeah.
We're not like, this isn't a, we're not talking bad about the butt.
No, we're not talking. We're
just saying that Colton.
I don't want to shit talk butts.
Oh! Hey! Oh, man. Okay, let me just rear this conversation in the right direction.
I don't want to make an ass out of myself.
Yeah, too late. I've been too late for that. That's a great joke, but we've made asses of ourselves for like 46 episodes.
It's true.
So, she gets the rose. It's great. It's lovely. They smooch. Well, good. It's good. It's good.
It's good.
She shares like nothing about herself.
Yeah.
I learned zero things about her.
Yeah.
Great. That's because that's, you know, those one-on-one
dates. This recap just says, I bet Madison's parents are divorced.
Like, just, she's like, my parents like love each other. Do yours? I can see they do. Yes. Here's a rose. Let's make out.
Yeah.
I know nothing about Madison at this point.
She plays basketball.
Basketball. That's it. And then it's a second group date time.
Second group date time. Lauren, Sydney, Peyton, Natasha, Alexa, Kelsey, Mykenna, Alea, and Savannah.
That's it.
Yep. And they are brought to a theater somewhere where there is a cardboard cutout of a windmill and an award-winning dancer, Hannah Brown.
Soon to be award-winning.
Yeah,
dancer.
Fair. At this point in time, she hasn't won the show yet, but as of.
I don't
want to
ruin.
Moment.
I don't want to ruin.
You don't want to ruin
stars.
The last season of Dancing with the Stars. So the Beast is back, bitches.
So
an actual
date,
sentence Hannah says.
This date isn't actually about any of these women.
No. Well, first off, because
they don't matter.
They're gonna like tell like love story. Remember that date with Nick Offerman and Megan Mullally last season?
Yeah, let's just. Do
it's
that.
Just that again, but without Nick Offerman. Instead, we have Hannah. We blew our whole budget on Tennille Art.
They blew their load.
No, nope.
Metaphorically speaking, nope. their load of cash.
Yeah,
I prematurely blew my wad.
Okay, we've referenced too many shows now today. Stop making that face at me. No one can see it. So
they felt its sexual energy.
Yeah. So Peter and they're like, yeah, we're gonna tell love stories in front of this windmill.
Great, this is awkward.
Peter and I fucked in four
Not
times.
Not this one, but
a
we
different
did
one.
Fuck.
Four times.
Hey, ladies, I fucked him. Guess what? Other ladies, I
we,
fucked
we
him.
We had sex.
We had sex, and guess what? He was great.
He's really good
He's a
at
fucking
it.
Fucking stallion.
And then Hannah has a complete mental breakdown.
Complete mental breakdown.
Because
she was so into that dick.
Yeah, well, she goes and she's and like she like starts crying and she did not wear waterproof
because
mascara.
Because she's admittedly put herself in a situation that isn't great.
It's not great. And her and Peter step aside and they go into another
room
together.
You're definitely still fresh off this shit that happened in another season. You should have been taking more time to yourself, girl.
And also, one of the judges on Dancing with the Stars was mean to her. So, like, she's dealing
Fuck
with
that,
that
guy.
Too, girl.
Girl.
Yeah, it was that.
Fuck that girl.
Yeah. So Hannah's
had she been mean to her by this point?
Probably. Maybe. I don't have the exact timeline, but like, yo, Hannah's going through some shit. You know, it's been she's had a rough year.
She doesn't have to be with Jed.
I can relate, Hannah.
She doesn't have to be with Jed.
No, she's not with Jed.
which is good.
Yeah, Jed sucks.
But, and
Young
and
Nasty Matt.
Gigi Hadid beat her to Tyler C.
Yeah.
Chillest dude of all time.
Chill dude, yeah.
He lives in New York now.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, we can hang out with him.
All right, let's call him.
He can teach us to be more chill.
Yeah, we're already pretty chill.
We're pretty chill.
We're pretty chill.
But are we Tyler C. skanking to ska chill?
I mean, I do skank.
No. But do you Tyler C. skank?
No, I don't.
See what I'm saying? Yeah. That's chill.
But Hannah straight up says, like, I regret sending you home. Like, I should not have done that.
And he's like, oh, yeah.
And Peter's like, yeah, that was,
duh,
like,
we fucked.
Like, because you also picked Jed, and that was a mistake. Also, Luke was still around at that point, too.
I'm gonna give him some credit here, though.
Yeah.
He does not handle this poorly. I actually think...
He handled this very well.
I think the two of them are having a very adult, honest conversation.
Yeah.
Hannah's obviously emotional, because why wouldn't you be? This is tough.
Yeah.
He's not trying to put any blame on her.
No.
He's trying to understand things because he's now somehow strangely getting a chance to have closure.
Yeah.
Or maybe see if something else is going to happen. And I think he's asking good questions. I think he's...
Because he brings it up, he's not making her feel bad for anything.
Yeah. He's just saying, like, I'm not trying. I'm trying to be honest and just let you know my feelings.
Yeah, and he was like, if you still had feelings for me, why did you straight up ask out Tyler on live television and make me watch that?
And essentially, I mean, he says that not as intense, but he's like, that hurt.
Yeah,
you know, and that was tough to watch. But then she gives a good reason. She's like, hey, look, I didn't hear from you. You didn't hear from me. I didn't know where we were.
Y'all have cell phones, people.
But he doesn't fight back on that. He seems to kind of, I get that.
Yeah.
He seems to kind of, like, accept and, like, understand that, like, yeah, that's not unfair.
Yeah.
And the conversation, we don't get to see the what happens in the conversation. He does put in the air, do you want to come to the house?
Yeah. Like, he says, what if I asked you to, like, be a part, like, come to the house and be a part of this.
And clearly she wants to say yes, but she also doesn't know what to
do. But she also has to be on Dancing with the Stars for the next, like, 3 weeks.
I think she would say no to Dancing with the Stars if she really felt like she was going to be on the house.
Yeah.
I really think that she would have said no to Dancing with the Stars and gone on the show. We know she doesn't.
I don't know how early this occurred in the process of Dancing with the Stars, though. Because remember, that show is live. So, like... Mm-hmm.
Right, but filming starts in... That filming definitely started within the vicinity.
Yeah, it starts, I feel like, around the end of BIP. So I feel like it starts around the same time Dancing with the Stars starts.
That's what I'm saying. So yeah. In the vicinity of each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I feel like mathematically there's just no way that she's going to be a contender this season.
I think everyone realizes that too.
Yeah.
But what I'm going to say, I'm going to call this right now, there's no way Hannah is not back on this episode, back on this season.
Oh, yeah.
Not as a contestant,
but she'll be
officially
around and it'll be uncomfortable for all the women.
No, I'm calling it the end.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I'm calling the end. She has something to do with the end of the show.
Okay.
I don't know what. I literally know zero about the show.
Yeah.
Because they've actually made an attempt to, like, not have spoilers.
Yeah.
Which I'm totally
super
down about.
Okay with.
Because what they happened was they murdered Reality Steve.
He's dead now.
They killed him,
and they fed him to Neil Lane.
That's where. Who was the original producer that left recently?
Elon Gale.
That's why Elon left, because he's been committed for murder, because he killed Reality Steve
and fed him to Neil Lane.
So he could live another 100 years.
Yes.
But yeah, I think the ending of this season has something to do with Hannah Brown.
Okay. Well, we get smacked with that to be continued.
That's my prediction.
All right. To be continued.
And it is.
It will be. Yeah.
That's it.
So let's
get
talk.
Get right, ladies.
I want to talk about the theme.
The theme.
Because we discussed this a little bit a few days ago.
Yes.
About setting a theme for each season.
Yes. I love this more. If we just, like, this is the theme. Not necessarily that we have to reference it every time, but this is what we're feeling, the energy of the season.
Yeah. So you know, we were, at one point in time, when we first started, we referred to Ari's season of The Bachelor as
Roses and Race Cars. Which is great.
Yeah. We referred to Peter's season of The Bachelor already multiple times as Come Fly With Me.
Fly! Which it has to be that.
Yeah,
right?
It has to be.
The theme of season 24 of The Bachelor is officially
Come Fly With Me.
Fly! This is great.
Yeah. because, as we've stated multiple times, Peter has the power of flight.
He has that's levitation, Holmes.
That's levitation, Holmes.
He's Wonder Boy.
He's Wonder Boy.
Peter Wonder Boy Webber.
How about the power to move you? Because really, Wonder Boy, what is the secret of your power?
I mean, he could just take me far away from the Mucky Muck.
The Mucky Muck land.
Yeah, it's true. Please, Peter, take me far away from the Mucky Muck land.
Won't you take me far away from the Mucky Muck land? High above the Mucky Muck castle made of clouds. This is Wonder Boy sitting oh so proudly. Not much to say when you're high above the Mucky Muck. Yeah!
We're too good at that.
Can we get Jack Black on this show?
Holy shit. What's Jable and Jables?
What's Jable and Jables?
Let's Jable onto this podcast, and let me tell you something.
How do we get Jack Black?
How the fuck... Okay, if someone knows how we can get Jack Black to Jable on these Jables...
Yeah.
It would be dope. But anyway, I think that ends this episode, this first episode of the season 24...
Come Fly With Me Fly!
...season of The Bachelor. And it was great.
And it was great.
Really good.
Yeah.
I'm here for this. I'm ready for what the season's hold. We've already got a bunch of tears.
We got a strong start. The season has begun strong.
Whoever is running this show, they realize live shit sucks.
Yeah.
Let's give them what they want, which is The Bachelor.
Yes.
Or Bachelor, whatever. They get it.
Like, just give them that content.
And it was good.
It was good. So, we got to do something we haven't done in a while.
Yeah.
Play of the game.
Bow, bow, bow.
So, Alan, what's your play of the game for this episode?
Ooh, okay. This is tough, because there's a lot. Just like, ooh, these ladies are coming in hot. I'm going to give my play of the game, and while I don't necessarily agree with how she went about with everything, I'm going with Hannah Ann.
All right, yeah. I was gonna give my play of the game to Hannah Ann just for just the painting. Gorgeous,
I want you to give the play of the game to everyone.
No, I've got a backup. I've got a backup. Yeah.
I have a backup for this one. I'm glad I'm not using it because it was dirty.
Okay.
Hannah Ann came out with that painting.
Yep.
And that painting was just like whatever, but just like she was able to kind of get it to get a smooch.
Yeah.
And like make it really like personal. I'm like, damn girl, you came in hot. Like,
yeah.
You got some good smooch.
She did come in hot.
Yeah. Because you're very attracted to her.
Yeah.
That's fine. I'm glad that you're attracted to Hannah Ann. I'm all about Victoria P.
Okay. Well, my play of the game is going to go to Victoria P, actually.
Sweet, let's do it.
For getting in that fucking gyroscope. And
way
like,
to go,
getting,
girl!
Like, yo, confront those fears.
That's right. Listen, your childhood trauma is important to us, but also, like, you're not as bad as Anna.
Thank God, you know, she had her childhood fears not on a date where Fred Willard's going to make fun of her for them. I can't wait till Fred Willard comes back this season.
You know he's going to be
You know he's going
to. I wish we had Fred Willard to tell us to talk about sex.
Yeah.
You know, I engaged in coitus once. Is how Fred Willard would say that.
Yes, he would.
You know, he really
did that one where he would the fucking joke he made on the dog date where he said
doggy
where,
style.
Where he said he's going to be teaching them all doggy style. Is that the right use of that?
I hope this new producer realizes how good Fred Willard is.
No,
and how much he adds.
Bring
to this
Fred
show.
Willard to every episode.
Every episode, more Fred Willard, America.
All future play of the games go to Fred Willard.
I mean, to be fair, I'm gonna give you guys a primer right now. The episode that Fred Willard is in, none of those fucking women will get play of the game.
No,
it'll only be Fred Willard.
Fred Willard gets play of the game.
Deserves it.
Yeah.
All right. So when that episode happens, you better know it's what's fucking coming.
Yeah.
But that's it.
That's it.
We did it.
We did it.
This felt so good.
I didn't even make a single reference to The Witcher.
Now, go ahead. Here's your time.
Well, no, it's not going to
come up organically. No, it's an outro. You've got it.
It's not going to come up organically.
I mean, okay, here, organically. Hold on. You know, I was watching that show, The Witcher.
No, I hate it. No. Let's just
the
end
the show
episode.
Or this reference?
No, the reference. I love the show.
It's a great show.
Yeah,
we should talk about it.
There's two episodes that I've watched already. I need to watch more of it.
What did you enjoy about those episodes?
Well, toss a coin to your Witcher, of course.
I don't know that song.
It's a great song. I'll play it for you later.
Could you sing it?
No.
Are you sure?
No, we're done. This episode is over. Find us on the pod. Listen to the pod. Thanks for listening, guys. message us on Facebook. I don't know.
Because people have done that now.
People do that now.
Message us on Facebook. Message us on Anchor. Ask us questions. Engage with us on Twitter.
Harass us on Twitter.
Please harass us. Please harass us on Twitter. That's all I want. Like I said some terrible things this episode, and I want you to call me out on them. Because you know what? I'm not going to give a shit.
Yeah.
I want, like, 5-star reviews or 1-star. I don't fucking care.
Just fucking rate our podcast.
Come on. Our podcast is rated 5 stars.
Yeah.
So we're fucking popular.
Yeah.
Please let us know what you think. Get in touch with us. We'd love to hear from you. We'll definitely want to talk about the things you want us to talk about.
As long as they're bachelor related.
As long as they're bachelor related. I'm not just going to talk about, I don't know, like
The Witcher.
The Witcher or geopolitical issues between Palestine and Israel.
Yeah, we're not talking about we're not talking
when I get
about
drunk.
That. Yeah. I don't even do that. When I get drunk enough, I just start arguing about who
maybe
the best Spider-Man.
Maybe I say some things. I agree with some parts of what people are doing. Maybe I do that, but that's not intentional. So
one time I was at a party, I had a lot to drink, and the worst thing I did was this one party. No, I do it a lot. But I got into a big argument with someone about how The Dark Knight would not be remembered as a good movie if Heath Ledger hadn't died.
That is so controversial to end on.
Yeah.
Cut the episode.
We have to say the things we say.
That's true.
Yeah. I'm Alex Toy.
I'm Alan Moss.
If you do not receive a rose tonight, take a minute. Say your goodbyes.
Goodbye, Alex.
I'm
going to see you again, though.
Yeah. But like, I feel like The Dark Knight is like, they were like that movie. It's a good movie.
It definitely adds to it.
I'm not saying you're wrong. It's just, I feel like it gets a lot more clout because.
No, you're probably right.
Yeah.
But that's good.
Telekinesis, Kyle. How about the power to move you?